You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
But every year as we come to this month, November, we want to put to practice again being thankful.
我记得曾经引用过，有人告诉我们一个习惯的养成，大概两个礼拜到三个礼拜，你可以培养出一个习惯。
Someone said that for you to cultivate a habit, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks.
所以一年过去了，如果我们真是要培养感恩的好习惯，早培养好了。
And a year has gone by, so if we really wanted to cultivate the spirit of Thanksgiving, we should have cultivated it.
所以我们常常在主的面前，常常觉得很亏欠，因为我们真的长进的太慢了。
A lot of times we feel that we fall short before the Lord because we're growing so slowly.
很多道理我们重复的听，重复的听，重复的听，可是就是不能到成肉身。
There are so many principles and so many doctrines we hear over and over, but it is not yet the word becoming flesh in our lives.
那很多属灵的境界、属灵的经历、属灵的美德是我们所羡慕的，可是时间过来，好像。
And the things of the spirit of God, the spiritual realms, the spiritual blessings that we long for, the things that from passing of time it has not become a reality in us.
So that was actually sincerely what we needed
So I pray that the Lord will really stir within our hearts a desire to really grow.
今年五月份我们在德国的时候，接待我们的弟兄们，我们一起吃饭。
In May we were in Germany, and the brother who received us, we had a meal together. He really wanted to be one of the CTC students, and he is one of them now. He said in China, you often see people who are playing chess under a tree. And he would just stand there and watch him play chess. And he discovered that there's a little child, he only learned how to play for about 3 years. He actually beat a gentleman who was in his 60s. And these elderly gentlemen, they've been playing for decades. But all they knew were those moves, and he never grew out of those few moves that they know. And this little kid, and he would learn, he would improve himself. In 3 years, he's beaten those who's been playing for 60, 70 years. And this is the reason why the Lord says those who are behind shall be first. Not that everyone who is last will be first. But are we diligent? Are we really serious as we walk in the church? Starting 2004, Sister Nancy led us into this act of praising the Lord on the month of November. And we're coming to the 7th year. And so if a good habit can be cultivated in 3 weeks, we have 7 years. I pray that this year, as we talk about Thanksgiving again, our years have not grown dull, and we're saying, oh, I'm listening to the same thing. But we are all very diligent, we're serious, we say, Lord, help us to learn it. And the topic of today is the vision of Thanksgiving and then everything gets better. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 is our memorization verse for this week.
同样的哈、跟你们讲一个秘密，这节背诵经文就是去年的背诵经文。
Tell you a secret, this verse is the same verse that I told you last year.
花了一年都不晓得大家背起
来。Here, I don't know if you want to memorize it.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。再来一次啊！无论做什么，或说话，或行事。要奉主耶稣的名，借他感谢父神。现在后面旁边的是少一个眼睛，好，我们一起来。
It doesn't matter who you're sitting next to, turn to that person, look at each other in the eye. I don't memorize, It doesn't matter who it is. Still, come on, guys. Amen.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事。
Thank God that we're still able to memorize.
And this last song that we sang, the sister, she said, if I'm able to sing a song.
And this last song that we sang, the sister, she said, if I'm able to sing a song.She admires and yearns to be one of us who are able to actually open up and sing a song. When I ask each and every one of us, we're not just singing here at church.
It's 有一天，不是有一天，常常打开诗歌，只有你跟主，主跟你唱首歌给他听。
And I pray that often we will come and open our hymn books and just sing a song between you and Jesus.
天使都要聆听，要用心灵来感应。
The angels are inclined to listen, and they will echo with their hearts.
He's so wonderful, that's our Father.
Our God is wonderful.
给我们的感谢
He is worthy of our thanks.
虽然我们在讲感恩的时候，我们也常常拿到非常实际的现实生活。
And all it's true that oftentimes when we talk about thanksgiving, we begin to look at the realities of our lives.
但是我们永远最要感恩的乃是这位伟大的神，我们亲爱的救主。
But the one thing that we want to be thankful of the most is our wonderful Savior, Jesus.
没有他的爱，没有他的救恩，我们今天根本不用坐在这里。
Without His love, without His salvation, none of us would be sitting here today.
感谢人，我是不是带领我们唱的那首诗歌？我们本是可怒之子，当下火活。
The worship team led us to sing the song that we are the sons that are doomed and we're doomed for hell.
竟然能称神为父。
And then we may call God our Father.
我不晓得大家记不记得一个例子，我曾经举过的。
And I gave an example before.
我今天的时间应该带一个来，我刚刚才想说，这边有一根针哈，就是
Was pretended like a needle in my hand.
我现在已经没有办法不戴眼镜可以把针穿过去。
It's very difficult for me now to thread the needle without glass.
然后我想眼镜打开哈，那个 needle 的那个洞是很小的。
And some of the younger ones probably just don't do it. The eye of the needle is very small.
如果
let's say.
现在 needle 放在这里
there's a needle right here, my
needle 针放在这里，请我们每一个人要穿过去。
Then I say, every single one of you go through the eye of the needle.
穿不过去的，把你丢到火湖里。
And if you can't pass this little hole, you're doomed for hell.
火是不灭的，虫是不死的，马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 9 says, the fire that will never be quenched and the worms will never die.
不要说有火。
Do not say that this fire that burns
in your soul is found there.但是火也是烧的三分，
要三分钟、三十秒，
我们中间没有几个人。
And let's say we roast you above the fire for about 30 seconds, nobody can endure it.
现在所有穿不过去的就丢下去。
So everyone who can't pass the eye of this needle, you're doomed for that place.
我相信我们没有一个人穿得过去。
I don't believe any single one of us can pass through that hole.
如果突然间看见天上有一个福音说，只要信耶稣基督，就快就。
And all of a sudden you hear this voice from heaven that says, anyone who's willing to believe in Jesus Christ, that very moment you're passing right through.
结果我们发现我们自己过不去，我们 cry out to Jesus.
我过去了。And then you realize, I can't get through it, I can't get through it. When you cry out to Jesus, you pass through that hole.
我脱离了那个可怕的火湖，你说你会不会感谢？
I'm separated from that, the pit of fire. Would you give thanks to me?
这就是如果我们真去想神在我们身上所完成的救恩的话。
We really ponder the salvation that Christ has accomplished in our lives.
你不会问着你今天开75年的往生，别人开2010年的新生，你在那里埋怨。
And you will no longer complain because you drive a car that is in 1975 while someone is driving a brand new car.
你不会为着说你今天是拿了一个这个1996年的手机，人家是拿2016年的这个 iPhone 你在那里买。
You won't complain that you have a cell phone that is a May 1996 and someone else has one that's May 2011.
我为什么在讲？因为我们现在的生活道路，你使用的手机是从1996年来的。
And I think the reason I say that is because the cell phone that I still use in China is the one that I bought back in 1996.
为什么我们不会为了今生这么多的小事想不开、分不上一口气的
？We wouldn't not be able to swallow our breath just because of these small matters.
因为光光这么一件事情够我们一辈子。
Our salvation alone can cause us to be thankful for the rest of our life.
但是今天的问题就在于我们没有把我们所蒙的恩真正的具体的 register 在我们的里面，体会在我们的里面。
We haven't really registered or allowed this reality of the salvation work of Christ to be real in our hearts and our minds.
所以我们唱到这首的歌，我们波比，我们很多时候没有面很深的感觉。
So we sing of his grace, his salvation. We come to break bread. We have absolutely no feeling with it.
我们讲到感恩的时候，我们会说我有什么好感恩的？我信了这么久。
And we say he's thankful, and then our response would be, "What is it for me to be thankful for? I've been unemployed this whole time."
我有什么好感恩的？你看我最近生病。
And what is for me to be thankful for? I've been sick this whole time.
因为怎么样？你活得再老，算你一千岁好了，千岁爷。
No matter how old you become, let's say you're 1,000 years old.
怎么去跟永恒相比呢？
You cannot compare with eternity.
基督救我们脱离永死，把我们带进永恒。
Christ has delivered us from eternal death.And brought us into eternal life.
Because
we ought to praise him.
这感恩根本就是一个自然的事情，不应该是要求的事情。
So being thankful should be something that is very natural, not something that someone requires of you.
真尝过主恩滋味的人都知道他的恩典太伟大了。
If you taste of his goodness, you know how great is his goodness.
但是实际上却提醒我们这个人非常容易忘恩啊。
So we are reminded that we are people that is very easily forget to be thankful.
各种牺牲祭司当特别提醒我们，连感恩都要警醒。为什么要警醒
？Why？
什么叫做警醒？就是你听的时候需要刻意去注意。
That to be vigilant means you need to be alert all times.
而不是可有可无的事情，你一定要刻意去做。
It's not that all I can do without it any given day, but you mindfully set your mind to it.
因为一不小心。我们就很累的，就不仅仅不感恩，而是埋怨。
Because unknowingly we discover that we not only not get thanks, but we begin to complain.
而且圣经上不仅仅讲到了提醒感恩，讲到了凡事上都要来学习谢恩。
And the scripture says not only to be vigilant in thanksgiving, but in all things give thanks.
就是呢，这个感恩不是只是把它当一件事情去做。
But if you treat thanksgiving as something that you really do,
它实在是一个基督徒心脏生命里面该有的一个品格。
Needs to be a character within the life of a Christian.
这是所有重生基督徒该有的一种生活的态度。
And every person that is born again needs to have this attitude within them.
而且也是我们一个非常蒙福的秘诀。
And it is the secret of being blessed.
也应该是我们生活里面该有的气质。
And it's the testimony within our lives.
更重要的事情，它居然也成为一件荣耀神的途径。
And more importantly, it is the pathway to glorify God.
所以我们把我们列的三节经文念过去一遍，其的话超过我所能讲。
So we listen to these verses that surpass what I can really express with my word.
接上面一章前书五章十六节到十八节。
Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 through
18. 我们一起用中文英文都没
有。Let's read together.
要常常
喜乐，不住的要欢喜，因为神在基督里向我们所立的旨意。
无论做什么，
话或喜事，都要奉耶稣基督的名，谢谢他，他是最慈爱的，是我们的天。不论遭何逆，也要以感谢为己心。而且你们所说的罪，多少所做的骗事，原谅我。
当我们真正认识主在我们身上恩典的时候
，So brothers, when we really understand the grace of God in our lives,
任何时候我们想起来，我们都会忍不住要感恩。
Every time we are mindful of it, we should stop getting thanks.
在希伯来书的作者说，如果我们忽略这么大的救恩，那怎么能够陶醉呢
？The writer of the book of Hebrews says that if we neglect such a great salvation, how shall we escape?
听说有一只牧笛弟兄在那里啊，就是读圣经有一种很重要的方法之一，就叫做读诗。
And now, Brother Louis, on one time, he was studying the scripture, he was looking at a particular phrase.
他就专门查圣经中的恩典 grace.
And he looked at this word, his word studied the word grace.
然后他就把圣经上所有的恩典的这些词整理出来。
And the more he studies, the more joyful he became, and he spent a number of days and he gathered all the verses that had this word.
因为如果你只是在脑袋里面整理的话，你不会就是整理天一天十一个论文。
And if you're just preparing it mentally, you're just basically preparing a piece of paper.
我们的弟兄整理恩典以后，他没有办法，他放下笔头了，马上说就跟人家传福音去了。
As he was preparing and he was gathering the words of grace, he got to the point that he was so joyous, he ran out to the street to share the gospel.
他越读越觉得恩典，我要跟别人分享。
The more he reads, he said, "This is grace. I got to share with someone."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，英文这个字真好哈，英文的感恩叫什么？
The word thanksgiving is
thanksgiving. 他把答案讲出来了。
Thanksgiving.
里面真正的感恩就包括这两件事
情。To be thankful and
two
words, thanks
and giving.
One is thanks, the other one is giving it.
Okay. 就是把感谢归给神。
You need to give thanks to God.
而且是复数的，真的是 many thanks.
And there are many, many thanks.
那我们要感谢他，感谢他，感谢他。
And we thank him, we thank him, we thank him.
而且一个真正懂得感恩的人，他一定会把恩典流出去。
And someone who understands thanksgiving will overflow.Have the overflow of grace in his life.
因为当他懂得感恩的时候，恩典在他里面就非常的多，非常的丰富。
He begins to know how to give thanks. He is abundant with the blessings of God.
他就有东西可以给。
And that he would have something to give those who's around him.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以一个真实感恩的人
，that is someone who's really who knows how to give thanks. There are two things that's evident in his life.
他会献上感谢。
One, he will give thanks,
不管是对神对人。
Whether it be towards God or towards man.
第二个，他一定会流露恩典。
Secondly, he will overflow grace to his life.
所以你看，以色列图是一个最好的图哈。发现圣经上不管是故事，不管是地理，背后都有很多属灵的教训。
And you discover that the nation of Israel is a wonderful story, and every time you read the scriptures, there's a story behind it.
同样是黑门山的黑路，黑门的水血杀来。然后成为约旦河
，and it's the same dew of Haman that condenses and flows to the River Jordan.
流过加利利，成为加利利海
，it goes through Galilee becomes the Sea of Galilee.
加利利海里面那个各样的鱼、各样的活物非常丰富，而且它是成为整个以色列听说四分之三重要的水源，灌溉各方面。
And the abundance of the life of the Sea of Galilee, it was said that the water of the Sea of Galilee supplies 3/4 of the water supply of Israel.
约旦河经过了加利利海以后，又继续向南流，向南流，向南流，流到哪里去
？And then through the Sea of Galilee, it goes through the River Jordan. It keeps going south. It goes south. Where does it end up?
到哪里去
？Where does it end up?
到死海。
The Dead Sea.
它进一步流出去。
But there is no more outflow.
它扣鱼了。
Stop it.
它就叫做死海。
And therefore, it's called the Dead Sea.
它含盐的程度最多到了70%，根本没办法用的。
The salt content is as high as 40%. It's impossible to use that water.
不过鱼在里面不能活，你不能灌溉，也不能喝，不能用，反正就是那个水。
Fish cannot survive in that condition, and there's water that we cannot use. There's water that is dead.
因此呢，基督徒今天就是这两种。
Right, so there are these two types of Christians.
同样蒙受黑人的甘露、黑人的血水、天上的滋润下来。
The same dew from Haman comes from heaven above and condenses and flows to the River Jordan.
同样是约旦河水下来的。
And comes and flows from the same source of River Jordan.
一个不扣留主恩，一个扣留主恩。
One retains the grace, one does not retain it.
他们带下的祝福，他们的重要性就是不能省。
And the blessings that they bring forth, the importance, that they are coming.
兄弟们啊，我们要能够丰富的话
，Once you say we want to be rich，
我们要能够成为别人祝福的话
，We want to be abundant and be a blessing to others。
我们的存在要有真正最高的价值的。
Our existence, we want to have the highest value for yourself。
我们自己在主的面前要不断的蒙恩。
Not only you need to receive continually the grace and the blessings of the Lord，
成为恩典的出口
，But you need to be an outflow of the grace of God。
所以当我们在这里发出感恩的时候
，So when you're able to give thanks in all things，
我们常常以感谢为祭献给神
，As a sacrifice of praise。
things you offer unto the world. 不仅是荣耀的事。
Not only have you glorified God.
接下来我们就看见我们感恩的度量会决定我们蒙恩蒙福的度量。
Then we discover our capacity to receive the blessings of God is equal to our capacity to give thanks.
我们越懂得感恩，神就把更多的恩典给我们。
The more we know how to give thanks to the Lord, the more the Lord blesses us.
所以我去年就讲到，我记得我画了一个三角形，上面是写神赐恩。
And I remember last year when I shared the same message, drew a triangle and said, God gives grace.
我放了一个大箭头上来，就是人蒙恩。
And this big arrow that came from that apex and says, man receives grace.
然后过来叫做人赐恩，人感恩。
And an arrow that goes horizontal, it says, man knows grace and receives grace. No, and gives grace.
And gives thanks. We give thanks to God.
And this last arrow that gives thanks back up to God.
I'm just giving that to you a little more. So to see the loop.
And it does not give us more blessings. And this is actually a cycle.
So you give your end up, you give me.
And those who give, I will be given unto you.
我们会把恩典、把感谢归给神，把恩典流露出来，神就把更多的恩典给你。
If you're able to give thanks to God, outflow of the blessings that God has given you, God will give you even more.
所以这个我曾经引用过这个John Darby的其中的一句话，他说一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
Our brother John Darby said that a person who does not know how to give thanks cannot have true joy.
喜乐的大小决定于感恩的大小是证据。
And the magnitude of joy definitely is proportional to the magnitude of thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，我再讲一遍啊，一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
A person who does not know how to give thanks will not understand true joy.
我不晓得大家今天对自己的打分数是打得怎么样，你自己喜乐吗？
If you were to grade yourself in terms of the magnitude of joy within your life, are you joyous?
如果最近你活得觉得不喜乐的话，现在问问看，有甚至在感恩上受挫。
And if you find that there is no joy in your life, ask yourself, am I lacking in the area of giving thanks?
我们要特别提醒弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒讲的感恩，但是跟世界上的人所讲的知足常乐有没有不同
？And I want to remind brothers and sisters that we as Christians when we talk about Thanksgiving and the world view and sentiment, is that different?
有没有不同
？Is it different?Everybody reads this different way. Well, how is it different? The message is satisfaction is different.The source is different. What else is different?It's not visual circumstances. Anything else? When we give thanks, we have an object. We have a person that we give thanks to.
我们不是在这里求说，哎呀，这个我有这够了，而只是为了一个经历、一个超越、一个拥有来感谢。
And we're not just being thankful because I'm content with this environment. I'm thankful that I have this stuff.
我们的感谢是有对象。
But our thanksgiving is towards someone.
所以一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
And a person who doesn't know how to give thanks cannot have true joy.
而感这个喜乐的大小是绝对比感恩的大小成正比。
And the magnitude of joy is proportional to the magnitude of thanksgiving.
我这个曾经有怎么讲？曾经有一个人，他是开这个面包店还是什么之类的。
There was a gentleman who was the owner of the bakery shop.
他有一次这个在他们所在的那个小城里面碰到很大的这个饥荒。
And the little town that he was in, there was a huge famine that struck the place.
然后他就在城里面，在他小住的这个小城里面，他找了十个最穷最穷的家里面的小孩来。
In this town, he found 10 children from the poorest families of that town.
所以他就做了十个包子给他们吃，一人一个。
10 loaves of bread.And gave one to each of them. And these children have been starving for so long, they saw, they came up and they just grabbed it.
然后吃了以后就
and they grabbed it and ate it and they left.
只有一个小女孩
There was one little girl.
他没有去跟别人抢，他等到人家剩下的那一个就是别人。
And he did not talk with anyone else. He waited at the very end. He took the smallest piece.
而且他第一件事情，他就来谢谢那个师傅。
And the very first thing that she did, she went to the gentleman, the baker, and said thank you.
这个师傅跟他们说，你们第二天再来，我还给你们。
And the second day, the baker says to the children, come back tomorrow, ask me more for you.
第二天，这十个小朋友又回来。
The second day, and the same thing, same picture, they bust there and they grab what they can and they ate it.
这个小孩子，这个小女孩那天剩下来的那个小包子比从前更小，大概只有一半的 size 级的。
This little girl, what she had on that second day was a smaller piece than the one before.
然后她就谢谢她，她带着这个回家给她妈妈吃。
And she thanked the baker and she took it home and shared it with her mom.
她不是自己就吃掉了，她就是带着感恩的心谢谢家人们。
She then just ate it herself, but she thanked the baker and she went back and shared it with mom.
然后回家后就切开来要给她妈妈分的时候。
And right before they were going to break this bread and share it with her mom,
结果一切开来包子里面有好几个银币。
And when they cut open this loaf of bread, they discovered a lot of gold coins.
然后这个妈妈说，哎呀，这太高了，这个一定是师傅做包子不小心银币掉进来，
那
不
行的。The mom says, the baker must have dropped it while he was baking, not realizing, so they brought the small loaf of bread back.
这个小女孩虽然很饿，但是她还是把这个小包子送回去。
This little girl was very, very hungry, but she brought it back anyway.
然后师傅就说这个钱是送给你。
And the baker said, I gave this to you.
只有你知道会回来跟我说谢谢。
Only you knew how to come back and say thank you to me.
而我希望你这一辈子都带着这样的一个清淡的感恩的心。
And the baker said, I wish that you would carry this character within you to always love other people.
这个是现在的故事，我想你们在很多地方就看得到这个小故事。
This is the modern day story. I believe you see it many places in Europe. For
其实这个事情在圣经上早就发生了。
But these things happened in the scriptures long ago.
然后我们自己知道，在路加福音十七章，主耶稣是在撒玛利亚那边从加利利的附近经过一个城的时候。
And Luke 17, Jesus was going through the city of Samaria.
十个长大麻风的来求耶稣医治他。
There were 10 lepers that came to Jesus and said, Jesus, would you please heal us?
耶稣说：“你们就把你的身体拿去给祭司查看。”
And so Jesus asked, "Will present the bodies to the priests?"
弟兄姊妹，这十个人是在去的时候，去的路上，他们全得了医治。
And these 10 people, they were healed, miraculously healed on their way to the priest.
说明这十个人非常有信心的。
And speaks of the fact that these 10 men have tremendous faith.
如果今天我长大麻风到耶稣面前来，耶稣没有叫我当场好，说你是给祭司查看，我还带着麻风病，我会觉得他在骗我。
And if I came to Jesus today and I asked Jesus, please heal me of my leprosy, and Jesus says, go see the priest, and I still see the lepers on my hand, I would say Jesus is lying to me.
我一路走身上都是大麻风，还在。
And as I begin to take my step and walk away from him, I still see the lepers.
而且这十个人是很有信心的。
But you discover that these 10 men, they are men of faith.
就在他们去的路上，他们的病突然好了。
On their way to see the priest, they were healed.
高兴的不得了，所有人都跑掉了。
They were jubilant, they celebrated, and they all ran off.
他们从前被人拒绝的，抬不起头来的，现在变成神了。
They were rejected by man, they couldn't lift up their heads. Now they can pull and walk in the city.
从前先餐馆人家把你赶出来的，现在可以坐下来偶得一碗这个馄饨面喝吃了。
And in time past, they were shunned, and they were kicked out of restaurants. Now they canHave a bowl of wonton noodle soup.
他们马上去享受从前，马上去享受从前所不能享受的。
And they can enjoy everything that they couldn't enjoy before.
但是只有一个人回来。
But only one came back.
但是在面前休息。
And he came before Jesus and thanked Jesus.
只是说得医治的不是有十个人吗
？Jesus wasn't there 10 that were healed.What happened to the nine?
有什么机会发到今天为止，圣灵都常常问那些的在哪里
？Today the Holy Spirit still asks, "What happened to the nine?"
就是呢，我们是那个会回来谢耶稣的人，还是那几个
？Are we the one that that's willing to come back and give thanks to Jesus? Are we the nine that runs off?
也就是耶稣讲那句最重要的话，他说：“你的信救了你。”
And Jesus replied and said, "Your faith has saved you."
他说：“你的 faith 还是没最后。”
Jesus says, "Thy faith has made you whole."
你原来是有缺陷的，是有破口的，是有漏洞的。
You were lacking, you were found wanting.
但是你现在这个信心让你成为一个完整的人。
But now your faith has made you whole.
因为什么呀？他们都是有信心的人，因为他们这个信心得了医治。
They all have faith because by faith they were all healed.
但是在这里有一个 人有一个更大的自信。
But there's a man here with a greater faith.
他居然知道他不仅仅可以从神面前凭信心去取恩典。
Not only does he know that he can receive the blessings from God by faith.
他居然可以在信心的里面知道我可以把感恩为祭献给神来荣耀神。
And he knew that by faith he can give thanks to God to glorify God.
第一层的信心是叫我们从神面前蒙恩。
And the first layer of faith is that we may be blessed by God.
第二层的信心是知道神居然会悦纳和喜悦，会那么荣耀，当我们可以把信心把感恩赐给他。
And this second level of faith is to understand that God may be glorified and God would delight in the fact that I give thanks to Him.
第一层的信心，当神的恩典影响了我们。
And this first layer of faith, we are impacted and influenced by God.
第二层的信心，当我的感恩影响神。
And the second level of faith, my thanksgiving has impacted God.
叫神喜乐。
That He may take the blessing.
叫神得荣耀。
That He may be glorified.
叫神为我们赐下更多的祝福。
That He may give me greater blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个更高的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is a higher faith.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.